is having to be really home, like, urgently. And if he doesn't get taken in the next, like, week or so, he's going into a kennel.
Yeah. I can't have a dog, unfortunately. The rent.
That nearly happened to Graham, and then Harriet took her in.
What?
Nothing. Oh, hello, and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast. Graham, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Great, we've got Haristo back as well. He's joining us for another episode, back by popular demand. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
Buddy.
Excellent.
Great. Graham, any news? Haristo, any news?
No, not at all.
Harriet's in the room as well, I think. We've got a full house today. Harriet, any news?
Hey, peeps. No. Boring.
Good. Today's topic is by someone who I don't think we've tackled one of theirs before, but they've lined a couple up, Graham.
Okay.
This is Christopher Ford.
Okay.
A former maths teacher. And he asks, pi versus pi. If one of these had to be erased from history, which would have the most detrimental effect on our culture?
Okay.
So pi as in the edible food stuff and pi as in the number pi.
Okay, my assumption is, okay, that I forget, and this is really bad of me, but I forget who actually came up with the figure pi.
Egyptians, was it?
I don't know. Was it?
Ancient Egyptians? Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Egyptians or the Greeks, one of the two.
Sorry, Harry?
Pythagoras?
Pythagoras.
No, that was
No, he was all about the triangles and stuff. We're talking circles today.
Big circles.
Triangles fitting into squares.
Well, pies are round, so if we compare this to a chicken and egg situation, without pie, you can't have round pies. So that's pretty much the answer there, surely.
And to back up Mr.'s argument here, perhaps the person who came up with pi wouldn't have...
Pi the number or pi the figure?
No, actually... like.
Why did Chris suggest a topic for an audio podcast that includes a homonym? That's the dumbest thing ever. Okay, sorry. Well,
especially his math teacher, he likes to watch people struggle in general.
That's what he hates linguistics.
That's not fair. English isn't my first language.
Oh yeah,
I feel disadvantaged.
Okay,
it's better than Graham's, to be fair.
Oi. Okay, but look,
Graham,
they invented a pie. If they hadn't had pie, maybe when they were younger, they may have starved and not invented pie. So,
you're assuming. Let's just say it was the Egyptians. You're assuming that they ate pie as we know it, and I don't think they do.
Well, I don't know. Prove that they didn't.
Oh, I've just thought further into the mix is our US listeners are thinking of pie as in whatever the hell they call pie, like dessert pie. And we're on about delicious pastry pie with meat and gravy, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Oh, I was thinking about sweet pie, but that's fine.
Oh, you were thinking of sweet pie as well.
Yeah. It's the kind of, I guess there's more American cartoons out there than British ones, so.
This is, you're thinking like a pie on the windowsill.
Yeah, apple pie and you know, pie that clown's taking the face kind of pie. You wouldn't throw a meat pie at a clown. That's just not appropriate, surely.
A hot meat pie filled with gravy at a clown. I would pay good money to someone if they did that.
I don't think we're going to see pie to pie here. Hey.
Nope, you're done. You're out of here. Haristo, we're talking to you now. So we haven't even answered the topic. So pie versus pie, if one of them had to be erased from history, which would have the most detrimental effect on our culture?
I'm going to go with the math pie. Math pie being more important than not math pie.
But how often do we need math pie?
Well, look around you and look all the round things you have, and then they would all struggle to exist without the pie.
They would still exist, we just wouldn't be able to measure them, would we? Or wouldn't we?
I don't know. If they're containers, like cups, you wouldn't know how much water there's in the cup, because you need to know how to calculate volume. I'm too much of a math nerd for this, I feel. I'm biased.
No, it's all good. I'm going with you, Haristo. We're talking pie. So, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.
Pie.